Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Hello again. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment. I'm Steve Gramsci with Kyle Alexander of Mach 1 Financial Group. They are retirement income planning specialists in Northwest Arkansas, and you can reach them at 479-876-2100. Let's talk about a subject I'd like to call today fish and cut bait. For some people, Kyle, the biggest problem with their financial planning isn't that they make the wrong decisions, it's that they often fail to make decisions at all. But sometimes you just have to fish or cut bait. Get off the pot, so to speak. Make a decision and move forward. So let's discuss some of the things that can cause the decision-making process to stall. And the number one item I'd like you to discuss is too many decisions to make. Sometimes you just have to
do it. I think that's true, man. You know, I think there's a lot of things that cause people to not make decisions, which, by the way, is a decision. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, man, there's a lot of stuff out there that prevents people from really just taking control of their own lives. It seems that way anyway.
Yeah, so let's talk a few of those. And I think if you have someone else to talk to, you are less likely to, one, not make any decision, which could be catastrophic for you, and two, which might be a bad decision, which also can be catastrophic to you. So what about, let's call this topic here today, fish and cut bait.
Okay.
What happens when you have too many decisions to make?
Yeah, I mean, I think about all the different issues that come into play with your retirement planning. I mean, when you talk about Social Security or whether you take it, you know, do you take a spousal benefit on your pension? When do you take Social Security? Should you have life insurance? How much should you have? You know, where do you invest for income? Where do you invest for growth so you don't run out of money in retirement? How do you factor in tax planning? You know, do you have a Social Security guidebook? Have you gone to a seminar about Social Security and learned what you need to know? There are lots and lots of things out there. And there are a lot of seminars and a lot of come on things that are out there to get people to show up. And a lot of people get a lot of knowledge. And it's awfully hard to sort through a myriad of that stuff, you know. And this is when you need a fishing guide to pick where you want to fish on Lake Retirement, or maybe we'll just call it a financial advisor, somebody that can help you sort through all of the stuff that you've been learning and hearing about and reading, and knowing if that is someone that you can trust to talk to who will give you the straight answer is just as big a factor in that as anything else. And they can also help you prioritize what things to concentrate on in making a plan, you know, what things make sense for you. You know, the other piece of the puzzle is once you actually have a plan, those advisors can help engage other professionals that they think need to be involved in helping you make some more complicated decisions to help make your situation work a little more smoothly, more efficiently, and ultimately give you a better result. Because not every advisor has every level of expertise that you need to make the best possible decision, especially when they become complicated, especially around, you know, wills and trusts and maybe some very high-end insurance planning for tax management purposes, or maybe you need a tax attorney to deal with some of the, you know, inheritance issues that you have. There are lots of things that play into an overall plan. And we could certainly help you hook up with people that we trust, that we know are valuable, and people that we know are honest, that will help our clients make the best decisions possible. And that's one of the values of having a financial advisor, to help you steer through some of those professional relationships as well. So you can boil these decisions down into very small pieces of the puzzle that you can just assemble and make a good plan going forward.
Well, we know when you make a plan, you've got to sit down and do a lot of research. You've got to go to this area, that area. You've got to read, go to the internet, do those types of things. And you could spend hours and hours. It's so daunting.
Oh, for sure.
And you could come up with 10 right answers and 10 wrong answers and still not know which one is black and which one is white and where the gray area is. And that's why it's so important to talk to someone like you, because you've already thrown out a lot of that minutia that you know is no good anymore, or isn't applicable to today's market. And so too much research can really be daunting.
Yeah, that is another point. I mean, if you're out there researching just different financial vehicles on the internet, you know, you can find justification to invest in just about anything. And if it's something you're excited about, whether it makes good sense or not financially, you could get caught up in that. Maybe it's a new technology you just think is going to be the next best thing to slice bread or, you know, whatever. It's not always good to get passionate about your investments. Prudence goes a long way, and so does patience. I also find that you can talk yourself out of investing in things that you don't think are appropriate for you and come up with all kinds of justifications when, in fact, those very same things may be in, you know, in your best interest. I just have seen so many people get paralyzed by researching so much online that they're overwhelmed, and then they just end up doing nothing at all. I just have to say, don't let this happen. You know, doing nothing is a decision that has real consequences. If nothing else, sit down with your spouse first. Set aside an hour, you know, on the counter. Maybe it's a late Sunday afternoon or evening, and have a heart-to-heart talk about how you both envision your retirement. What does it look like when you retire? And understand their thoughts about how you guys are going to get there to achieve those visions or goals that you have. Write down those goals. Then take time to schedule some appointments with different advisors, some of the ones that I talked to earlier, you know, maybe a tax attorney, maybe, you know, a wills, trust, and planning attorney, maybe a financial advisor like us, and have them provide some opinions to you based on the goals that you've written down, and educate yourself. You know, most of the time, these initial consultations with these professionals are usually free. And if you find an advisor that you really click with, that you really like, then you can decide if their advice will actually help you achieve those goals that you and your wife wrote down. And ultimately, when you meet with that person, you're going to figure out pretty quickly if they're somebody that's going to do what's in your best interest and not just trying to earn a living or trying to sell you something. And most people are pretty good at discerning who those people are. So take action, right? Don't not make a decision, because ultimately not doing anything is a decision.
Well, I know there are times certainly in my financial life I'd made my mind up about a particular investment or something I wanted to do, and then I talked to a financial coach like yourself, and they gave me some insight and some perspective I didn't have and completely turned me around 180, and I went in a different direction, and I'm glad I did, because I didn't rely just on my own research, my own expertise, brought somebody else into the loop, and I think it probably saved me quite a few dollars. So we're talking about fishing or cutting bait here. Some people, Kyle, don't like talking about money, and that's the problem.
Yeah, you know, it's true. A lot of people don't like dealing with it in any way, shape, or form. And so they're perfectly content to just postpone any money-related decisions as long as they possibly can. And, you know, what happens in that environment is kind of what we talked about earlier, is you become traumatized and don't want to do anything. And again, that is a decision in itself that has real consequences. So let's not make it about the money. Let's change your perspective entirely about it. Let's make it about the freedom that money can provide to add fulfillment to your life. So that's a whole unique, different perspective on money in and of itself. It's not about money. It's about what money might be able to support in terms of your lifestyle or the type of retirement that you want to have. So get in there, talk about the lifestyle you want in retirement, make specific goals about what that looks like. And then money just becomes part of the roadmap to success. And I don't know many people out there who drive to a place they've never been before on vacation, and they don't have some idea of what route they want to take. Because usually when you're driving, there can be infinite options on how to get to a destination, especially, you know, a destination you might take on a long trip. And, you know, usually there are one or two best routes. And so a little planning goes into that. So again, don't make it about the money. Make it about what kind of result you want to achieve and what kind of lifestyle you want to leave, not only for yourself, but for your children and grandchildren in retirement. So look for that fulfillment. Don't look at it as a money decision.
Traumatic life events, they can procrastinate decisions, and some of those at that time might be time sensitive. So talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, you know, loss, a job, a divorce, ongoing illness or critical illness for that matter, and even the death of a spouse, you know, those things are huge, man. And they take an enormous toll on a person's emotions. And it often causes them to ignore important financial matters and, again, postpone decisions that need to be made. In our world, the processes that we use hopefully will help you through these challenging life, you know, events. I mean, we all have them. And when we actually do a complete complementary retirement analysis for you, we're going to dig into all of those factors: health, lifestyle, budget, issues around income because of the loss of a spouse. And we're gonna use all of the different scenarios that we can available within that software to kind of illustrate your options mathematically to help you make the best possible decision. So, you know, having real data and understanding your financial options can only help you make a better decision. And furthermore, you know, and I've said this a lot of times, David and I are going to harass the folks that call in and ask for help. We do this because we want to help. And obviously, you know, we have a business as well. But the way we've made this business successful is by helping people and doing things the right way. And if you give enough people what they want enough times in life and you do what's in their best interest, your business will be successful. Why? Because the word gets around. Hey, these are okay guys, and they really do want to help. They do have my best interest at heart, and they've actually made a difference in my life. So, you know, if that's a reputation we get in Northwest Arkansas, and we've earned that reputation, which I think we have, then, you know, the calls come, and people refer others to assist in their friends' lives. And that's a huge compliment. And certainly we hope those folks that listen to this show will call and ask for a free consultation. We look forward to helping those people. And certainly we hope we can help you.
Well said, Kyle. You can't care too much. And maybe that's why both you and David and Mach 1 Financial Group have become so successful. You can call 479-876-2100 and talk with David or Kyle yourself. 479-876-2100. That's about all the time we have for the program today. So thank you for joining us. On behalf of Kyle Alexander, I'm Steve Gramsci, and this has been another Mach 1 Market Moment.
Advisory services offered through Fusion Capital Management, which is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not imply that the advisor has achieved a particular level of skill or ability. Please consult your financial advisor, as many financial and insurance products have associated fees. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.